How hungry do you think the fans are at Rogers Center for this team to show up? Because there seems now there's a lot more pressure on them. You read all the pundits, Jerry, and everybody's saying a wild card win for the Blue Jays this year would be like a disappointment.
No. I think anytime you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. The Cardinals could tell you that not once but twice, and they won two World Series here in the last 10 years. So that's a pretty good sign. Just get there. And even the Detroit Tigers, they've been to two World Series. Are you going to win them all? No. The Blue Jays were fortunate that they won the two that they did. You have to be lucky as well. But, no, I think the fans just want to see good competitive baseball. They have that right now. But they have players, Gary, and there's no substitute for talent. Doesn't matter who the manager is, but the general manager gets you the talent. And Alex Anthopoulos is as good as anybody in baseball to do that.
Was that the biggest wow moment, that big trade? In this offseason, or would we go back to the trade with San Diego that brought Alomar here? Was that a bigger wow moment for Blue Jays?
Well, for me, again, using perspective, the biggest trade the Blue Jays ever made was Pat Gillick with San Diego acquiring Roberto Alomar, and that was as huge as it gets, and Joe Carter. So when you go back and you see what they did and won two World Series and Roberto's in the Hall of Fame, I don't think there'll ever be a bigger trade in the Blue Jays organization. But the one with the Marlins put another stamp on Alex Anthopoulos and what he's able to do, almost like a stealth bomber where you wake up one day and there's a 12-player deal and you go, whoa, how'd that happen? And it's the same thing with Vernon Wells' $84 million contract pushed to Anaheim. Nobody knew that was coming either. So the great general managers, and Pat Gillick is one of the greatest. And for me, I think Alex Anthopoulos will go into the Hall of Fame someday too. I'm not going to put him there too soon, but you get my drift.
Yeah.
He's right there with Pat.
Are you looking forward to working with Jack Morris this year?
Oh, yes, I am. I have 130 games with Jack, and then I have another 32 with Dirk Hayhurst. And I always enjoy working with former athletes. It was great 6 years with Alan Ashby. And Jack not only pitched 18 years, but two with the Blue Jays, and those were the World Series years. So he's going to lend a great perspective for the fans on the air, and I'm looking forward to that.
You know, there's still nothing like it. I mean, all due respect to my friends in the television side of it, I still enjoy sitting on my deck listening to you guys on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. There's something about, and I broadcast hockey, and the pace is much quicker. There's just something about baseball that it was meant for radio.
Well, it's 162 games too, Garen. I think when you know that there's a game basically every night and during the days on the weekends, you just settle back and enjoy it. So for 6 months, you turn on the radio and there's a ball game, and you can do other things. And it's our job to paint a picture and make you see that come alive there and picture where the ball is and the competition and the analysis from the former player. And I think, unlike the other sports, baseball lends itself so well to that and is the best sport for radio.
I got an email from a listener who wants to know what you do in the off season.
Well, I'm a high school basketball coach, and I've done that for almost 20 years and did that again this year here in Toronto up through 11 games December 10th. And then they unfortunately had the dispute with the province and the union stopped extracurricular activities. But that's been restored now, and I'm looking forward to another year next year without that interruption.